Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson. You at UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have some fresh talent on the line with me to chop it up. Her name is Icon, and we getting ready to get it in. So Icon, tell everybody what's going on.
Hey, hi Nigeria, thank you for having me. Basically, I have a new project out. I've just been basically releasing singles, but it's out on all those platforms.
Okay. Tell us about your name a little bit. How did you come up with the name?
Well, honestly, I have a publishing, and it's called Con Artist. So we're just playing with the con.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to put a show, and I was going to call Icon with the icon.
Right.
Because I was going to, uncovered. But my producer was like, Icon, that's dope. And so he's just like, you need to use that. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So used it. And okay. Here we are. I'm like, okay, Icon,
Right.
And it's sort of sticking.
Introduce us about some of your musical background or how you came into music.
I never really wanted to be a singer. I honestly thought I was going to be every little 7-year-old little girl thought she was going to be a ballerina and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got a little older, I was like, oh, I might want to be an attorney. Music was never, ever in the forefront. It was a hobby, and it was something that I really enjoyed, but it wasn't something that I saw myself doing professionally until my aunt started managing this group. And the group originally was called Baby Dolls.
Uh-huh.
And one of the girls got into some trouble, and they had to get rid of her. So I was just a fill-in. I need you just to fill in for this girl until we find a girl. And so I was like, okay, cool. So I went to the rehearsals, and, everybody was real funky with me because, nobody wanted to see the other girl go. So it was a trial and tribulation. But I stuck it out, and I ended up singing a lead on one of the songs. And the response I got from the crowd was just, amazing. I could feel it all over my body. I can't explain the feeling.
Right, right.
Or think of an association. But I can, it felt like I was a rocket or something. It just felt amazing. And
wow.
It was nothing I ever felt before. And I felt like this is something that I want to feel all the time. So from that, I guess it just sparked something in me to make me feel like, I want to do this, And then they offered me a permanent position in the group because they felt, the management felt like it was a good fit professionally and musically.
Mm-hmm.
It was a trial because, like I said, I wasn't supposed to be there. But, everything worked itself out. And at the end of it all, we were great sisters.
Okay.
But that's how it all started for me.
So
how the singing bug bit me.
Okay. Did you always know you can sing, or was that kind of you stumbled on to, I can sing?
Because I come from a musical family, there was a lot of music and a lot of singing going on around my house. So I will say that I was kind of shy, so people would have to catch me singing, in the bathroom or, wherever I was singing quietly or thinking I was singing for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think one time, I was singing and my mom said something or my grandma said something. And I was like, oh, because, they're usually pretty critical. So I said, if they think it's good, then I might be on to something,
Right.
So I guess that was the moment that I was like, oh, I guess I am singing good. And I was so saturated with singing and singers that I didn't think, I wasn't confident enough in my abilities.
Right.
So, I got the check mark from the elders.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you was with a group, and now you're on a solo situation, and you have a new project out. Tell us about that.
What I plan on doing is releasing the project in totality with some bonus tracks, maybe at the end of the year. But right now, I'm just dropping it single by single.
Mm-hmm.
The project is going to be called Icon, self-named.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just a great project. I, started working with this producer called Caviar. We did one song together.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked so easily, and everything turned out so amazing that we did the whole project. Wow. You know, he ended up handpicking these songs, and it was just so crazy because I'm not one to let somebody else choose me, you know, and I think that was just one of the things that stands out to me and with this project is that, you know, trust that we had for each other. It really played out in the music. It really made it a great project, you know, because that was the component that we didn't worry about.
Okay.
Like, I know that, you know, he's going to bring the best to the table, and he knows that I'm going to bring the best to the table. So that was never an issue, you know? It was never like, we never had those kind of things where we're like, oh, I don't like this song. It just seemed, it was like magic.
Right.
Like every song was like, okay, this song is dope. That song is dope. I think it really shows in the project. It shows in the music. It shows, you know, in the music.
Like I said earlier, things changed. I love that song. Thank you for it. How did that song come about?
Well, like I said, we had just been doing songs. His name is Caveat the Secret Killer. He's worked with everybody who's of music business. CeeLo to Goody Mob to, you know, everybody. Like I said, we were just doing song after song. And it was like, he'd be like, hey, try this. So one day I walked into the studio and he said, hey, try this. And I tried it. And here we are.
Right.
I did co-write one of the songs on my project called Sea of Love.
Okay.
But the rest of them now. It's like, I walked into the studio one day and he was like, hey, I think you sound good singing this song. And the rest is history.
And you do sound good singing the song. Is there a particular...
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there a particular song on this project that means something special to you?
I was going through like a divorce during this time of this project when I was, you know, singing the project. And so I will also say that a lot of the songs that he picked, he had no idea what my personal life was at the time.
Wow.
So the fact that he was picking these songs that really matched what I was going through was just really phenomenal to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you say what's my favorite, it, you know, they're like children, you know?
Right, all of them.
They all sort of represent where I was, what I was going through, how I felt, even though I didn't even write some of this, you know?
That's amazing.
It was very representative, and it was very much cutting into my inner voice.
Mm.
So, it was just, you know, I guess I can't really say that I have a favorite. I guess if I had to choose, it would be like My Baby would be probably the one that Cole wrote just because it's so much more intimate.
Right.
Those are literally my words.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I mean, it's something would be for me to choose because they represent a piece of me.
Right. Now things... Change has a whole new meaning, and I wonder I like it. I was feeling you about things changing.
Yes, things change.
Yeah, wow.
Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing how everything just connected. I love the testimony that, you know, no one knew what was going on, how I'm inspired by the song, how he was able to pick the songs. Do you feel confident now that this is part of your destiny?
Absolutely, I do. I know it is. Like, I knew it was halfway in it.
Okay.
You know, everything felt so right, and it was so easy,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I was like, okay, this feels like destiny, you know?
Right.
This feels like destiny. So, I definitely felt it, you know, within, while we were doing it, you know? I felt like, okay, this was supposed to happen, definitely.
Wow, that's good. So now, being in the group before, I don't know if you were signed or you guys was just performing. Was there anything in particular that you learned previously to do and not to do that you're bringing towards this project?
Absolutely. That was a learning experience. Even though I was so young,
mm-hmm.
I still learned so much. I learned things about the business, and I learned things about personal relationships and people.
Yeah.
What I can say, the personal part, is that it's really hard for women to be together in a group. And I think it's because we are born competitors. I don't put my daughter on a basketball team or, you know, she never learns. She goes to ballet or
right.
she'll go to tap dance. There's no sort of team-driven activities for girls at growing up. So when you put us in that kind of scenario, we find it really hard to act as a team. You know, it's all these individuality issues coming up. You know, why did she wear a hat? Why did she get a skirt? Why did she, you know, it just, it turns into the crazies. And especially when you're like 14, 15, like,
right. So, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely took that information away that I will never be in a girl group again. I'm going to be in a girl group again. But it was a learning experience. And it also made me feel like, okay, well, this is something that I need to work on. I need to learn how to be a team player. Because
okay.
that there is strength in that, you know.
Mm.
So that is something that I walked away from that, just saying, okay, well, look inside and be the change that you want to see. And then business wise, I feel like what I learned what not to do, is to get so worked up over. I used to have really bad stage fright and stuff, so I just learned not to get so worked up about it. You know,
okay.
I just learned that definitely. Preparation plays a part.
Okay.
But also, relax. It's okay. Just sing it, you know?
Right.
It's going to be okay. Because I just used to get so in my head over it.
Right.
But I definitely learned that that is not the thing to do because it will bring out the worst in you professionally. So.
Wow.
Those are things that I took away from that experience.
No, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. And especially personal growth. That's key. So now, is this an independent project or are you signed to a label?
No, I'm signed to Canon Entertainment, the label that I'm with. It's an independent label. They're under another major, but I can't think of the major in the moment. But yes, it's been a wonderful experience. I like having a say in my situation. That's very liberating and it just makes it, you know, for a better time.
Right.
I feel like I'm really invested in this situation. Versus feeling like a show pony.
Right. Have you started performing, doing any tours or anything at this moment, or are you still just developing the project?
I'm doing both, everything simultaneously. I have been doing appearances here and there. I haven't got on a tour yet, but that's what I'm definitely working on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, doing everything simultaneously and working on the music, working on a new project. I have a few cameos here and there on some projects.
Oh, nice.
Just trying to keep busy.
Right.
Trying to make sure that I'm always working and striving towards positive things and my goals and maintaining my legacy.
Ooh, I like that icon. I like that. Maintaining your legacy. So what else can we expect? Just continuing doing music? Are you going to dabble into movies? Are you going in these kind of directions? Or are you just focused with, let me do my music and that's it?
No, absolutely. I just got through doing a play called Tired. They're going to be running it again.
Okay.
So it's a monologue. And yeah, definitely looking towards doing some more acting. So an actress.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to be doing another play called Sisters of Soul. I believe that's happening also this summer. Look out for me on the big screen. I'm trying to get all up into that.
Okay. That sounds good. So let people know how they can reach out to you, find you, your website, your social media.
Well, my social media is The Icon Official on Instagram. And then my Facebook is Icon.
Okay.
I do have a Twitter and I do have a TikTok.
Oh, okay.
The ones that I'm really invested in are probably my Facebook and my Instagram. So,
okay.
You can hit me on all of those. I will respond to all of them.
Well, I thank you so much. As we always say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow and prosper and do movies and plays, we would love to be one of your media partners. So always feel free to give us a call and we'll be more than happy to spread the good news.
Well, I appreciate that, and you'd be looking out for that, because I will definitely do that. I appreciate it.
That's our whole goal here, to do that. So, yeah, we'll be right here.